Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here is the nation's celebrated disc jockey with music on records, Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Ed Joyce. Good morning, everyone. From coast to coast, this is Howard Miller beaming your way from our big Wrigley Building studios of CBS, WBBM in Chicago. And a most delightful trip we're going to take you on this morning because we're going to travel all the way down to the exotic and almost, I guess you can say, inconceivable hotel on the Surfside in Miami Beach, Florida. The world-renowned Fontainebleau Hotel. And we're down there on the pool, right at the edge of the pool. There sits Miss June Valley, who is going to introduce a brand new phonograph record that she just made for the RCA Victor people. So it all comes to you in just a very few moments and presented, of course, by Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. And let's get the show on the road by listening first to a fine hit record. This is out on a comparatively small label, the Epic, but it features a very big group, a group of redheads by the name of Something Smith in the Redheads, and a bestseller called It's a Sin to Tell a Lie.
Be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. I love you. Yes, I do. I love you. Be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Cross my heart and I hope to die. I'll never, never, never tell another white lie. Took a little doll out on a date last night. Next to her, Grandma Gertie Hood looked all right. Now I'm between the devil and the deep blue sea. Cause I said, baby, you look good to me. I told her I loved her, but oh, how I lied. Now she's getting set to be my blushing bride. If she leads me to the altar, then I'm sunk. Cause I can't tell the preacher I was drunk. So Lord have mercy on a no-comp sinner. Give me one more chance to let another guy win her. Cross my heart and I hope to die. I'll never, never, never tell another white lie.
All right now, everybody sing!
Be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin.
That's the subtle soft styling of Something Smith in the Redheads, a fine epic record called It's a Sin to Tell a Lie. I know that this, like all other days of the week, Mother, is real busy time for you, but if I can have just about 30 seconds of that precious time, let me make a suggestion. It's a special treat for Pop, Daddy and your family, in his lunchbox tomorrow. Now, along with the sandwiches, all the apples and the oranges and the goodies that you pack in there tonight, why don't you put in a couple of sticks of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum? And then when Dad tops off the other good things that you've prepared for him, he'll be doubly pleased when he sees those sticks of old familiar and always delicious, healthful and wholesome Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. So today when you shop, you pick up a couple of packs, and then tomorrow surprise Dad with the extra good treat. He'll like it, you'll like it, everybody likes Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. It's wholesome, refreshing, and delicious. Well, let's take our trip now because more than just in the mind's eye, we actually have our CBS line set up down in Miami Beach, Florida, right at the poolside of the fabulous, world-renowned Fontainebleau Hotel. And before we switch down there, I want to take just this very brief opportunity of thanking the management and the engineering staff of our CBS affiliate in Miami Beach, the members of WGBS Radio, who have done such a wonderful job at setting up our facilities there so that we can now present to you Miss June Valley of RCA Victor. Hello, June. Come on in and say hello.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Well, I'm very fine, thank you.
How's the weather there?
Pretty well for an old bachelor.
Oh?
We have temperatures of about 95 degrees here. What's with you down in Florida?
Oh, I'd say about 85, and right now I'm right under that warm, warm sun, and it feels so wonderful, and it's not, you know, it's not humid or anything.
If I were Tony Martin, I'd say you're breaking my heart. It must be just ideal skies down there. They tell me those Florida skies in midsummer are some of the most beautiful sights that a traveler can imagine.
There's something about the colors down here that just seem more fabulous than any other place I've ever seen. The sky is blue, the water is green, and I've never seen anything like it.
You're making no points with me, you know, telling me this business. We're sweltering up here. June, tell me a little bit about the Fontainebleau. I know that by this time, most of the world has seen the great publicity, which is certainly well-deserved because it's a fabulous place, isn't it?
It's the most fabulous place I've ever seen. First of all, it's so huge that, they told me there's about 565 rooms here.
Uh-huh.
And it's about a 14-story high building. And the lobby is just something that I think even the movies couldn't do anything with.
What is it? A couple blocks long, isn't it, the lobby itself?
Uh-huh. And the carpeting on the floor is all carpet out just for the furniture. And then there's marble all around, parts of the floor is marble and beautiful statues. I've never seen anything like
that. If they pull up that carpet, they could probably hold the Olympic Games in there next year.
I think they could. You know, someone told me it looks as large as the Yankee Stadium, It's so large.
Well, now, June, where are you in respect to the ocean itself? I think I can hear surf in the background. Are you pretty close to the ocean?
Yes, we are. I'm closer to the pool.
Yes.
How big
is the pool?
Well, the pool is about, let's see, 125 feet, Howard.
125 feet long?
Yes.
That's about five times the normal length of the high school or the YMCA or YWCA pools that we have across country, isn't it?
That's right.
Gee, it must be a tremendous sight.
Oh, it is. And as you walk in the lobby, there are windows where you can look right in and see the bottom of the pool and people swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Just like what do they call those? Where you go down and see the fish and all.
Aquarium?
Yes, uh-huh. But, where the people go down and it's a certain...
The fish go down and feed the people?
No.
Julie, we've sold the Fontainebleau, and I certainly think they have it coming because they've been so sweet and cooperative with us. But let's sell June Valley a little bit, although you've done a pretty good job of selling yourself to the American public. A star first on Stop the Music. Following that, of course, a great career with the Hit Parade, a star on RCA Victor Records. And this, of course, now is a tour of the various nightclubs across the country. Where have you all been so far on the tour?
Well, I opened in Kansas at Eddie's for 2 weeks.
Cool place.
Yes, we had 101, 102 temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Fontainebleau, and then Washington, D.C., Casino Royal for a week.
And then back maybe home in Chicago or New York for a while?
Yes, and then I go out to Blinstrup's in Boston and start that.
Yes.
Now,
this new record, June, that seems to be a hot property for the RCA Victor people, at least they're very enthused about it, and I know that you probably are too, is a big tango. Now, is this the sort of thing that you like to sing best, would you say?
No, I like to sing blues best, but blues actually don't, they haven't done too well for me,
uh-huh.
Although a certain blue called Learning the Blues has done well for Sinatra, but I have a long way to go before I can establish myself and then be able to sell a blues.
Yes. Well, now, where did you find this material? Did Mr. Carlton of RCA Victor find it, or
yes.
Did you dig it up?
No, Mr. Carlton showed it to me, and he thought this would be good for me, because a lot of disc jockeys and a lot of people have written into RCA and always have asked for something like Strange Sensation.
Yes.
They seem to like the song, and so he was looking for something close to it, and I guess this is as close as we could get.
Well, now, if memory serves me right, wasn't it just about this season of the year, 4 or 5 years ago, that Mr. Carlton, when he was with Mercury, made a record called Kiss of Fire with Georgia Gibbs?
That's right.
And that, of course, was a tremendous hit. I think the biggest seller she's ever had. Do you suppose maybe that he felt that this was the season that another tango could break out?
That's exactly how he did feel, Howard.
Uh-huh.
In fact, he said so. He said, let's see, maybe we'll have the same luck as we did with Georgia. So.
Yes. Well, now, June, to bring this portion of our show to a close, you open there tonight in La Ronde. That's the big room, the big nightclub room within the hotel. Is that it?
That's right. Oh, mm-hmm. You should see this. room.
Well, I would like to. If you'll send money, I'll come
down. Well, the manager, Mr. Duke Stewart, who's a very well-known personality down here, has an open invitation for you.
Well, thank you very much. If I could possibly convince management they can do without me, and I think I can, maybe I'll come down for a day. Well, June, let's put the needle now then to this new record of yours, RCA Victor. We certainly wish you the best of luck on your engagement down there at the Fontainebleau Hotel. For those of you in the Florida area, you ought to get over and see that show and certainly see the hotel because it's just magnificent. Let's listen to June Valley now with this Victor recording, A Kiss Like Yours.
Here you are, close to me, as I dreamed you would be. And the night seems to say, heaven planned it this way. As my lips touch your lips, every beat of my heart makes me feel what I've known from the start. It was a kiss like yours that set the sun on fire. It was a kiss like yours that gave the stars their glow. Just like a burning flame, it kindled our desire and started lovers dreaming long, so long ago. It was a kiss like yours that set volcanoes blazing. It made the river flow forever to the sea. Now if a kiss like yours could do so many wonders, can you imagine what your kisses do to me? So kiss me, kiss me.
And the night seems to say, heaven planned it this way. As my lips touch your lips, every beat of my heart makes me feel what I know from the start.
Was a kiss like yours that set volcanoes blazing. It made the river flow forever to the sea. Now if a kiss like yours could do so many wonders, can you imagine what your kisses do to me? So kiss me.
It's an exciting thing, all right. June Valley in a brand new RCA Victor release called A Kiss Like Yours. And, of course, June is at the other end of our line down there, our CBS affiliate. WGBS Radio in Miami has set the thing up. And, June, I think we still have time for you to come in and say hello and goodbye again to all of your friends across
the
country.
Well, especially to a lot of friends in Chicago, Howard. I wish you'd say hello to them for me if they're not listening
sure
in, and I'm sure they are. So thanks again for everything. And
the best of luck. I know that you're going to have a very successful engagement. Cesar Petrillo just walked in, a good pal of yours, and he said I should
say
hello. I'll say hello to Cesar. We're going to play
right
that game called Amore, you know?
Oh, yes.
Where you throw your fingers out of junk. We'll see you then in a couple of weeks, June, and the very best of luck.
All right. Thanks again, Howard.
All
right. Bye.
Now, for all the rest of you from coast to coast, this, of course, is the summer season and plenty of swimming. Why don't you do this? When you go down to the beach today, take a couple of extra packs of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. It's just delightful to lay in the sand, get yourself a wonderful tan, and, of course, always keep mouth refreshed and happy with wholesome, delicious Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. You'll like it. This is Howard Miller. It's been wonderful being with you again. We'll see you tomorrow, same time. Bye-bye, everyone.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Jerry Vale. This is the CBS Radio Network.